Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AgriSampa North America afternoon market wrap-up. And it was a mixed day for the grains, but generally a good one, and a very strong day for the energy markets. July corn finished at 781 and three quarters, down 9 3/4. We got as high as 797. Seemed to hit a little bit of a wall on the upside there. The weekly chart doesn't look as impressive for July as it does for December new crop, which finished at 748 and a quarter. That's down 4 3/4. We did see some weather improvements across the Midwest. We picked up some beneficial rain in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa last night. So that should help with planting progress, and we should see a good number for that on Monday. Soybeans are another story entirely. July soybeans, 1646 and a quarter, up 32.5 cents with the 651.5 high. November new crop, 1497 and a quarter, that was up 16 3/4. On Thursday, besides the WASDE, we got our export sales report, and it was dismal. In fact, for nearly every major item, it was a marketing year low. We did see China come back in, though, this week with a couple of flash sales buying soybeans for old crop, and I think that is putting a little bit of a boost under old crop. Remember, we're going to have tight soybean supplies until we get to harvest. And anybody who finds themselves short beans or short soybean oil because they can't get sunseed oil, anything like that, that could put direct pressure on old crop beans. Wheat fared a little bit better through the day here. We finished at 1180, up 1 1/4 in Chicago. Kansas City and Minneapolis were the real story, though. Kansas City, 1284 and a quarter, up 14 and a quarter. Minneapolis, wheat, $13.25, up 9 cents, up better than a dollar for the week, and a new life of contract high. We have a lot of planting concerns in the Dakotas that are developing, and we have, of course, the crop concerns about the winter wheat crop, particularly in Kansas, Oklahoma, and parts of Texas. Moving on to the rice, 1729. That was up 12 today. July cotton, 1420, down 33. New crop, 127.99. That was up 32. Quiet trade in the cotton today. The ending stocks number for the cotton was low enough that where if we see some adverse weather, we could certainly get a weather market going in the cotton again. Looking at cattle for August, 132.30. That was down 48. Feeder cattle, 168.37, that's up 185. Hogs, 100 spot, 525, that was up 305. For further details on that, make sure to listen to our livestock podcast, as we do have an interesting cattle market forming and some very different price action that we've seen from what we've seen of late in the hog market. Crude oil, now for the bad news, folks. June crude, $110.26 a barrel, up $4.14 a barrel, or about 4%. Unleaded gasoline, $3.94.55, up 15.5 cents a gallon, or a little more than 4%. This is a life of contract high. This is an all-time record high for unleaded gasoline futures. Diesel, $3.93.44, that was up just about 2 cents. We had a high of 401 and a low of 389. Futures continue to be volatile, but generally higher at the diesel. We have a lot of logistical problems, particularly in the Northeast involving diesel, and also the movement of jet fuel, and that is creating further bullishness, not only in the futures, but the pump price did reach a new all-time record high for diesel. Natural gas for June, 763 down 10, and what for natural gas was quiet trade. It had about a 400-point range today. Gold, 1808 even, down $16.60. We had a high of 1827 and a low of 1797. Silver diverging a little bit, 2103, that was up 26 cents. Silver has severely underperformed gold over the last little bit, and the futures market was noticeably short. There may have been a little bit of short covering there. I know with all the talk of inflation, it's kind of hard to fathom the gold isn't doing better. But when I studied and looked back at inflation, I did notice that seeing gold rally was kind of a late stage situation. So we'll see how things play out there. Dollar index, 104.55 down 30. We were as high as 105, even as low as 104.46. And this was a new high for the move for the dollar index. As the stock market improved through the day, the dollar did recede a little bit. Stocks, we did better today. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 32,196, up 466. S&P 500, 4023, that was up about 93. NASDAQ Composite, 11,805, up 434, almost 4%. We did finish lower for the week. However, we finished well off the week's lows. The three-day pattern that occurred on Wednesday, yesterday, and today is a bit of a bullish pattern, assuming we can trade above and close above Wednesday's high, Monday and Tuesday of next week. If that happens, this may be a sign of a bottom. Understand, a sign of a bottom may be different than a sign of the bottom. So we should expect more volatility in stocks again next week. Moving on to interest rates to close things out here. The 10-year note finished at 293. That was up about 9 basis points. We saw high print of 294, a low print of 284. Again, seeing wide ranges like this in interest rates is not normal. It's not healthy, and it's not something that we should expect to see. Next week's numbers and information should be a little bit slower, so we'll see how the market trades out. This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend.